Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Some people say it costs too much to be an environmentally responsible company, but we've found just the opposite. Like when we made our yogurt containers thinner. We reduced the fuel needed to ship them, which cut carbon emissions and costs. We're proud of the way we run our business and proud to support living on Earth.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Last year, President Obama traveled to Silicon Valley, hoping to hitch the nation's energy future to our nearest star, the sun. The president was in California to champion a startup company called Solyndra that, with the help of more than $500 million in federal loan guarantees, was producing a new kind of solar panel.
You're demonstrating that the promise of clean energy isn't just an article of faith, not anymore. It's not some abstract possibility for science fiction movies or a distant future, or 10 years down the road or 20 years down the road. It's happening right now.
That was then, but the sun has since set on Solyndra. The company went belly up. 1,100 workers lost their jobs, and FBI agents went in like gangbusters searching Solyndra for evidence of wrongdoing. Now Congress is investigating whether the federal loan guarantees to the company should have been made at all. Here's Florida Republican Cliff Stearns.
It should not take a financial restructuring, bankruptcy, an FBI raid for my colleagues on the other side of the aisle to put politics aside and join us in our efforts.
The solar industry is under a dark cloud these days because besides Solyndra, Massachusetts-based Evergreen Solar, which also received large government support, filed bankruptcy, and so did privately held SpectraWatt, financed by Intel. But market analyst MJ Hsiao of Green Tech Media says there's a lot more to the solar story.
Well, certainly when you just take the three of them by themselves, it doesn't paint a pretty picture for the U.S. manufacturing landscape. And there's a lot more manufacturers in the U.S. who are competitive right now, who are producing solar modules, and even the raw materials for solar modules and all the supporting components and hardware for solar systems that we need. So the industry is much greater than just these three companies.
But Solyndra was the big boy on the block, and together, I guess, Solyndra and Evergreen produced about, 20% of the U.S. Production?
Most of that was actually Evergreen. That void will certainly be filled. It might be filled by foreign manufacturers. But it's important to keep in mind that just because Solyndra and Evergreen and SpectraWatt have failed doesn't mean that U.S. manufacturing is necessarily doomed.
President Obama was a great champion of solar electricity, and specifically this company, Solyndra.
Sure.
Does he bear some of the responsibility for, boosting it? And now we find out that, the FBI is raiding their offices to see if there's, malfeasance.
I absolutely say that his administration, particularly the DOE loan guarantee program itself, does have some questions that need to be answered. What kind of due diligence was put in place? Why did they make this investment in the first place? That being said, you can't just say that, okay, this loan guarantee program has completely failed just because Solyndra has failed. It is just a small part of the portfolio. It's only about 3% of the entire solar portfolio of this loan guarantee program. And that's not including investments into other advanced technologies like electric vehicles, batteries, and other technologies.
Now there's news about another company called SolarCity, and they're going to install more solar. I guess they're going to double the amount of installed solar panels in the United States in just a few years.
So they say, anyway.
They have a Department of Defense contract, and they got a subsidy from the Department of Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Department of Energy is going to put these solar cells on the roofs of houses on their base.
Yep, exactly. And SolarCity has been one of the pioneers of a very interesting movement in the U.S. solar industry, which is where these companies are actually offering solar leases. So there's no upfront cost to the residential homeowner. They just simply pay a lease payment or they pay an electricity bill to the company that installed the solar.
So SolarCity installs it on a house on a military base, and then they get the electricity and they sell it back to the customer. The customer doesn't have to pay for the panel.
Exactly. So SolarCity is able to take advantage of a lot of the tax benefits, the government subsidies or local subsidies for solar in that area. But the residential homeowner doesn't have to put up any upfront costs for the system.
Do you ever see the day when solar can exist without subsidies?
So that's a really interesting question. So this, it's actually in the industry, we call this grid parity. When will solar reach grid parity? But suffice to say, right now, we don't have to worry about that till about 2016, because that's when the current major solar incentives expire federally. Another point is that other forms of energy generation receive very generous subsidies as well. So to say that renewables, solar, wind, and other renewables need to reach this quote-unquote grid parity point where they're no longer subsidized is a bit of an unfair playing field.
Can the United States compete as a producer of solar panels? I mean, China can produce them so much more cheaply than we can.
Mm-hmm. I think the U.S. can. I have to caveat with saying that you can't beat China at its own game. These Chinese companies, they have access to cheap capital, access to cheap labor. They have better access to the supply chain for solar. So it's incumbent on U.S. manufacturing companies to really innovate, and especially innovate towards low-cost manufacturing. I bring up First Solar, which is one of the largest solar module producers in the world, and it has facilities in the U.S. that are on par with Chinese companies because it has taken such great lengths to innovate towards low-cost manufacturing.
So MJ Hsiao, as an analyst of solar markets for Green Tech Media, what do you tell investors who say, well, you know, I'm really interested in solar? What do you tell them?
I think the long-term picture for solar is strong. Investing in solar as a very broad industry is going to be a winner. However, there are going to be many companies that do fail. So there's going to be a lot of growing pains, and there are going to be a lot of companies as a result that won't make it.
Well, MJ Hsiao, thank you so very much for coming in.
All right, thank you.
MJ Hsiao is an analyst for solar markets for Green Tech Media.